Beginnt kann am sagt das Kirchen auf Lamm heben gehen, aber auf das wir beginnen tasten tasten Maß auf das beginnen sich machen, wir können aber mal probieren schnell so nick be both teaching the same idea. Here's how to aim and probably mit sich sich lesen man gut, and women are obligated. So the halacha is that im lamden. So to the contrary. So then we should learn out that that they're not gonna be chayiv in mitzvah sechelis man grama. So it says if you tell me exam, I look at the rabban. Why didn't the rabban also? I'm moed the basic sukkim. Those two sukkim say the same idea that lois man grama and therefore should women should be not be chayiv because you can't learn out two sukkim saying the same idea. But so it says the might pretty sure this is what we explained previously on the previous amid lamadal on the base the maskal noshim the tavay tzricha that we said they're both necessary. Also, but it's okay because it's not one keechad. It's not to both. It's not teaching the same idea. Because you would have not known one for the other. So you can make a statement not to begin with the words, the inference is the mitzvah sigil is my grammar, not shmachayavis. From the fact that he's saying, when it's as my grammar, so actually that's what Pirish Bukhon Drashi explains. How do you infer the mitzvah sigil is my grammar, women are obligated? Because it's a girl, hakesha, for the fact that the person needed a hakesh mifta, not shmach is my grammar, to exempt women from his grammar, so machal, the inference is the mitzvah sigil is my grammar, it's not time bound, not shmachayavis, and women are obligated. Pidush, in other words, the other if you would have thought they're examined. The Ma'itzach Hakesh the film. Why didn't you need the capacity to film if the Nashim is my grandma takes them when it's my grandma? But Labach, the Ma'itzach, you didn't have to. We would know, Kishle is my grandma's Baturis. If they examined him when it's not time bound, Kashkin is my grandma, for sure, when it's time bound. Which Tyson says, well, in here, that does not seem to be correct. Because how could we not say this Hakesh and film? Which is where we learn out their example as a says my grandma. I'll go up to the contrary. He shows me that if he would not have said that, because I mean, you have your feet in matzah hakel. I would have learned out then from matzah hakel. The mitzvah says my grandma, which are time bound positive commandments. The nashim chayav is that women are obligated. So I would say that actually they're obligated. So I need to have that hacker. So lekach peshri. So David Rebbe explains machlal. The mitzvah says my grandma nashim chayav. So what the gemara means to say with the different matzah taisis. The difference is when it's not time bound, the women are obligated because deep choice would be exam. But like mixed vacation, the Tosfos Meficha, we would have written the Hekesh of Tosfos Meficha al Tama Toyra or al Pinya Ben on the lawyer's man grammar mitzvah say. Like he shall have to compare it to believe me to say, Kiyach, the Nashim Tosfos Meficha, their opinion, just like their example, one of those two, that means to say, Shalay's man grammar, not time bound. They're also exempt from any Shalay's man grammar mitzvah say. My Demakish, Liptur, that's my grammar, Latun, just like they compare when it's Tetfilm, which is my grammar. And the fact that in the class of higher kishlut film that the hekesh was written in the context of the tefillin that was mangrum which is time bound. But chalal then, but this is the shemitz says shleiz mangrum. But chayiv said when the shleiz mangrum, then she is going to be obligated. Can like taste my ass? Begins with the words the gemara el man the tefillin that mitzvah shleiz mangrum. According to one who holds the tefillin is at all times. Michael, what are you going to say? Which Pesachon she says the adjab to the contrary then ipchav a little man we should have looked at the opposite and that's what the gemara's question is. The shleiz mangrum that when it's not time bound there should be tefillin mitzvah women exempt from tefillin which is. Because it's an old time tefillin, so b'shas mangrum. But to the contrary, when it's time bound, nashim chayevus. I would say maybe we're not obligated, and we know that mematzah b'hakel. The sabak because he loshnei k'sumam b'mekhem lamdim. Even though they're both two pesukim teaching the same idea, you could learn that. Shani Gemaran says no. Masham like the tefillin lamb is my grandma. Who's the one that holds the tefillin is not time bound? I mean, it's at old times. It's a meir. Of sabak le'ala he holds aim lamdim. You cannot learn that the two pesukim teaching the same idea, so therefore you'll not be able to learn from matzah b'hakel. Now, Pesach according to Rashi explains till today, meaning according to him, le'itzach hakesha. So you don't need the hakesh. Because if you would learn nothing from Tefillin, then you're right, you would be still stuck in this situation. And look at the Minyan, the Minyan, rather he holds, you learn out like we learned in the previous daf, from the Minyan. You can mean, we learn out the that mitzvah says my grammar, that time bound, the Nashim Petur is women like Zem. And that's how we say, for all mitzvah says my grammar. But the Kashalon, and this, we had a question, we said, wait a second, they live mitzvah, Matzah v'hakel, l'chayuva, learn out from Matzah v'hakel, that to say no to the country, that she's going to be obligated. And like we said, that's the words of Rashi. Now, by the time of the mitzvah seishman grama nashim turis, now this reason that we say that women are exempt from mitzvah seishman grama, the davka b'matzah hakol because rachman the lemon the chayiv is because yes, specifically over there, but matzah hakol, turis said they give me chayiv. I will come to seishman grama, but alma in general, nashim turis women be exempt. They keep in the imalam, since you cannot learn from two that say the same day. I will come my miuta. It's like a meal. The davka hanachayiv is only these two are going to be chayiv alochin yaloi, but not others. But then says that we're going to say tenas my grama. Oh, that tells us regarding. It's my grandma. But shleiz my grandma. No, the chayiv is. But how do you know when it's not my grandma that they're going to be obligated? If somebody says what he says, keep the tamatum pinyan pen. Since those two mitzvah, next mom kiyachad are both teaching that she's exam, and therefore imalam you cannot learn from there. Have a kumam yuta. It's like a miut. The dafka honey pitcher is only over there that they're exam. But shleiz my grandma. But when it's not my grandma in general, no shem chayiv is a woman would be obligated. Meaning on those two, mitzvah shleiz my grandma are they exam? And that's it. It's like saying, but in general that they would be chayiv. next to his matzah brings the Gemara. So he had to say, according to a different man, Rabbi Yehuda, oh, we shouldn't have a simcha, matzah, b'hakel, shleish, yitzum, b'hom, k'achad, because those three, everyone agrees, even the two, you say, you could be malamed, but three you cannot learn out from. And you have three mitzvahs that say, shezman, k'rama, the women are chayim. That tells us, but in general, that they're going to be potter. Okay, you learned at the source that when it's positive time my commandment, they can be exempt. Because the elect of Melech Matzah Hakel, you cannot learn the Matzah Hakel because, like the Gemara is answering, they get Simcha Vaidayu, you have Simcha with it. So, the same idea that we cannot learn from that. Now, the question is, the Mitzvah Shaloy is Mangurama, but when it's not time bound, Menol the Chayim is how do you know that they're going to be obligated? I could say maybe the Pazim and Tamatam Vinyabed, which are only two Psukim teaching the idea, and two Psukim you do learn that from, and they're exempt. So, you maybe say even Shaloy is Mangurama, they're exempt. Sometimes what you can say is the lesser Rabbi Yechim Breka, that he does not hold the Rabbi Yechim Breka, and therefore have a look give Muksam Bam Kechad. You have three Psukim saying the same idea. You have Tamatara, Pinyaben, Upe Breka, because not like Rabbi Yechim Breka, they hold that she's Potter from these three Shloi Hasman Gurama Mitzase, and then we cannot learn that from there, that we say that she can be Chayim in general. Then it says, but then we can say, La Baidam, La Baidam, La Baidam, this is not Lam Dalam Beis. Isha, Baal, Masamcha, that the woman, her husband has to make her happy, and can like Ella Beis, so it's only two Pesukim, so my Mitzah, to be Yidam, Malam, the Mitzah, Shish, my Grandma, that you learn out from Mitzah, Shish, Grandma, Ema, the Nail, the Chiv, Matzah, Hakel. To the contrary, maybe she'll learn from Matzah and Hakel, and say, oh, that from Matzah and Hakel, you learn out that she is Chayiv, a Mitzah, Shish, my Grandma. But some says, what you say is, no, the Muki Kiddush Hayoyim, Bahadi Matzah, Hakel. He has matzah and hakel. You're right, he doesn't have simcha, because that's what the Gemara is saying now, simcha is the third one, but he doesn't hold of a simcha. So to the contrary, he would say a different one. He would say, it's talking about the mitzvah of kiddush. Kiddush hayoyim is going to be the third one. Have a gibbon ksum ve'im alamdim. There are going to be three psukim to say that this is mangrim and the woman are obligated, and that we cannot learn that, so it generally tells us that she's potter. Because the nash mechibis v'kiddushim in the Torah, women are biblically obligated in kiddush of the Shabbos. Remember the day of Shabbos, which means Zachar Eliyahu, the Gemara Darshans elsewhere in Pesachim Nafkov Vav Menal. And B'chol Sheish and Bishmir, Yesh and Mishchir, Rebbe's in the Lois HaSeiv Shabbos are in the Mitzah HaSeiv. So B'hani Noshel, Beis Nebishmir, Is No Namaschir. So women, since they have the Mitzah Lois HaSeiv Shabbos, they have Mitzah HaSeiv, and they have Mitzah Kiddush V'Antayr. And therefore, that's three Mitzahs HaSeiv Shem HaGrim, and that's saying that they're going to be Chayim, that the Mitzah HaSeiv in general should be Potter. The word Tegmara, I would say, oh, maybe only with there we said that women are included because we need them to have atonement for their sins because the Hashem had rechmanis in them. But maybe other things we don't include women like men. Then it says, we can say, all the more so, but if it's not written in the first place, then to the contrary, then Hashem is having more mercy on them. Then she does not have a punishment nor any sin. What do you have to say that they need atonement as if there's a sin? Just don't say it at all. So says Bishamah, you can say, no, there are situations that she need atonement. Where the pasuk explicitly says that women do get punishment, it's going to get by rise. And therefore, you needed to say that there is a context for them, for every chatas, to get an atonement. And that might be only over there, because Rahmana Chasalah.